Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
I believe in miracles, right? So we're going to win the league next season. It's not going to be a quadruple. It's going to be in La Liga, European Cup, double, and then there it ends. Right, so it's Red News Podcast 147. Thanks to everyone who stopped and bought the mag today. It wasn't a particularly great seller, but sorry, I know you're bored of hearing it, but you can tell it's heads down, people are fed up. I will say, I think the season went to shit when Nick said in leak, it's a done deal that Camavinga is joining us. And since that moment, it went absolutely. We're just walking to do a quick pod. I'm joined by Paul and Nick. Paul hates these things, but he did say something funny. A car, sports car, just whizzed down the back streets here by Market Street. And like a right knob at about 100 miles an hour. And then Paul just went, I bet he's not worried about the petrol crisis. That really made me laugh. A couple of things. I feel a bit, I was very down before the game. And I keep saying, don't let it get to you, don't let it get to you. But Phil had his son Eric, who's only a really young lad. And he went, I think we'll lose 4-0 is my prediction today. And me and Nick, I just felt like I could cry. Like when United even break the kids, because the kids have been the one positive from this season. But what gave me hope was I didn't go in till the 17th minute because I thought, you've got to stay true. Myself, that's not telling anyone else, but I have written about them for this long. I haven't done anything apart from that. And I walked around, I did the loop, apart from the old man coughing with the smoke. Can you keep the smoke down, lads, there at the back? But I'd walked around and I thought, there's kids here. Run with it. I hope it doesn't die a death. I hope they're not bought off. And then I hate myself a little bit that I'm doing what I did on Saturday, slagging people off for saying at least we had half an hour. That today I thought, at least the second half, we had fight. Where was that fight for fucking Anfield? But it had a bit of a game about it rather than the meander. It's another pre-season. Yeah, it was shit and everyone is fed up and everyone, the players not least, God knows what's wrong with Rashford. And why didn't Ralph bring on the kids? Like, bring on the kids, you'll never have a better opportunity. Why make subs so late? Rashford, you know, like, what is it? My point that didn't come clear? Are the Glazers paying? Like, do they make instructions? It costs us more if you bring on subs earlier. And then the final thing, and people might not like hearing this, but we constantly have that thing of what do we do? Some of us can't boycott because it's just, I can't. But will we be replaced? And we've got a lad, a mate, who's been on the waiting list and actually was one of those who pays to be on the waiting list. What a club pays to be on a waiting list. And they said there's a couple of 100 season tickets for those today available, some in like tier two. And he said by the time he tried to get on, they'd gone. So certainly the argument for will we replace next season, they went. And it was like, and it's not a criticism because fuck me, they're doing what I'm doing. But it was almost like, for anyone who says, you know, boycott will be replaced. And whether the seven in it goes, we're not going through there. So, Nick, you're lucky we ended the podcast where we did. Good song. On Saturday, because an hour later we were cabbage. And Nick, here's Angel, go to Angel, then one stop to Euston for his last train. He rang, Angel's closed. We'll just walk down the big one road, Caledonia, you know, like that will take you to Euston. And he went, I don't know, I don't trust myself to walk down the one road. So me and John had to escort him like an old lady. And we did 2.2 kilometres in 29 minutes. And then I had one last gin.
I'd have been on Google Maps.
One last gin for the road in an empty pub not full of Millwall. I got us a gin and tonic each. John, this is it. We've had a heavy session. And John just went, I've got to go. So he left me. He'd had enough of me.
With two gins on it.
With two gins. So
you had to drink them.
I had to drink them. Right, hello, Nick.
Right, okay, yeah. I see how it is. Well, I don't know London that well, so I just thought it'd be nice if I ring you. I thought you'd know some like secret back street and you could just sort of go, yeah, if you just turn left, turn right, you're at Euston.
You don't want to go down my secret back street.
I did not trust it. And that serves you right, because we were on that bar crawl down Upper Street and you left me. Disappeared to the next pub. So that's karma, that. So well done, Joe.
At least we scored a good goal today.
We did score a good goal today.
So people have come up and said they agree with your Ralph on pitch, but a few regulars said they thought you were OTT with your Ralph off pitch, that it's all a waste. But then the rumour, it's got to be a wind-up, that he's going to be Austrian manager. So only this could happen.
Saying, after he's done his stint with us, he's going to be Austrian manager.
Every time I think United can't spend, it's got to be a wind-up. I mean, like the consultant, you're only going to be here 6 days. Oh, and by the way, you can go to another club.
Well, this is level.
Do you regret, like, after a beer that you were a bit... Do you not see that he could be doing some good off the pitch?
Time's only going to tell that, though. That's the thing. The thing is, though, is that what you say and what you do, if you're going to say something, then you have to back it up on the pitch. And you don't sit there and play Jesse Lingard and Paul Pogba at Liverpool the way you aren't going to be here. You don't play, you know, Juan Mata today, for example, and you know for well he's not going to be here. It's like what you say and what you do. It's all well and good saying something, but if you don't back it up with you, then your thought process, then it's totally pointless. So for me, everything that he says is just completely crap.
The one thing I'm
not saying what he says is wrong, but if you're not going to back it up by saying, look, these players are shit and not good enough, don't turn down and then tell me that you're going to play Marcus Rashford. He doesn't track back when he makes a tackle. It's crap. It's bullshit.
Said after the game, Rashford's not going to need a shower.
Someone
makes the point in this mag that, like, we've got to support them when they need us, however bad it's been. So now is the time. But I can't work out what's going on.
You have to give them something to support, though. You put in a challenge like that, Bruno put in a challenge today, and the whole place went nuts. Yeah. We celebrated it like the goal, and it's like, that was it. You know, give us some fight in there, and people will get behind it. That's proof of it.
Rashford is totally uninterested. He shouldn't be out there.
The one thing I will side with you about the Ralph thing is, like, I think any one of us could go in that club and say, look, this is, no, your rival would be doing this. Fletcher's, it seems like I'm picking on him, but you're either a technical director or your coach. But I saw the training photos of him the day before, you know, they do those spurious, look, everyone look happy at this place. But he's there, and I thought, well, he's not doing any technical directing, is he? Unless he's like, if the technique is on the pitch and it's fucking wank. So, but part of me thinks, like, I'm joining what I slagged off Saturday because I'm thinking, well, we didn't lose today, as if that's a bonus shithole of a reason.
But it is a bonus, though, because our problem for us is when we've got a goal behind in matches, our heads have gone, and we scored straight away with a reply today, so that's a positive.
But if we hadn't scored straight away, I don't think we would have scored.
But Chelsea's movement, passing, even for a game that you said is a dead rudder, you know, why are they playing like that tempo? And I said, because that's what good clubs do, or good managed clubs, because they say, don't care if it's nothing for us, we're going to concentrate and their movement with it.
Professional, which is what they should do.
But Balfi, so we know, like, Deleu and Telles had fucking nightmares.
Oh, they're awful.
On Saturday.
And they're
rewarded today.
And they play again today, and it comes back to what I'm saying about Ralph. It's like what you say and what you do, you've got to be in sync with it. You can't sit there and slag it off the pitch if you're not going to back that up and do what you say you should do. Play somebody else. There has to be somebody else that can play in that role. There has to be. Fucking hell, give me a game then. It's like those fullbacks today were embarrassed. They were absolutely embarrassed by Chelsea. There's no defensive awareness to close anyone down. Chelsea just put in two full wing backs straight up high, and they've got so much.
But you made the point that Reece James and Alonso were almost wingers, where our fullbacks are only defending. They never do that. When you see good players play like they do, in not even at 100%, then you think, Paul?
Well, Dallow and Telles shouldn't even be on the pitch as far as that. They were awful, I thought. I thought Rashford was awful. And I know he's young, maybe he's been overplayed, but I thought Alanga was bloody awful as well. We've got on it, so I think it's not, none of them are good enough.
At least we scored a good goal.
Yeah, but
that's clinging on to.
I'll go back to Rashford. What has happened to Rashford? He's just not interested. He's got no enthusiasm. He sort of ambles here. When they had a corner and two people have gone out to the corner, he's 20 yards away thinking, oh, I suppose I better wander over there.
If you can't get motivated to play for not only the team that you support, but alongside arguably the greatest footballer ever, when can you get motivated?
Like I said, I don't know if people noticed and this came across on TV, but Matic has played his best month in years for us. He set up the goal and it was a great goal. And Ronnie, you could tell at the bit of the end, his legs are gone, but he's still scoring. I mean, yeah. 24 goals. What Matic did after he scored, he went up specifically to Rashford and he went like, Jose, get your chin up. And he actually put to his chin, like, get your head up. And I thought, they're seeing it. It's not beyond confidence. But he did something. I keep saying, don't get worked up. Don't get annoyed, Barney. They're not putting in an effort. Don't fucking do your blood pressure any disfavor. And then I see Rashford in the second half not come back to make a challenge. And I thought, oh, mate.
I have no issue with Matic. Matic has had his day. We all know that. But he does try, to be fair. I mean, he ain't the best, but he does try. But then when we get to a point in the game, all right, it's 1-1, can we go on? We bring on Mata and Jones, I'm sorry.
Well, the Jones thing,
I almost saw it
bringing Tom Heaton for a testimonial for him. Like, Jones, we love your attitude and all that, but... are we handing out testimonial men? When you can give a kid a fucking...
I mean, Dan Hannibal has been on the bench for the last 12 weeks. He's got 4 minutes at Anfield and that's about it. Give him a chance.
Is his contract...
And if you don't give it now...
Well, it's still staying.
Do you know what it was like?
It's almost like they're trying to put him in the shot window. It was like, playing, we can get 5-7.
It was like putting him out there, we might get a fiver for them two combined.
But the thing is, like, for all this, and what I thought, like, you know, when we're saying about what Rashford this, Rashford that, and the Matic, and you think, like, in the cold-hearted, because we sometimes, we're paying out, is it the second or third biggest wages in world football? And that is the return. And, like, the Talk Sport, you know, Chelsea legend who only played 50 games for him, slagging off Villarreal, and people going, I know it becomes then, look at their wage structure. No, but you think, it shouldn't be like for like, but you look at a team like Villarreal, buy into a manager, who only spend fucking a pittance.
Yeah,
and we're paying that.
And they still have six in their league as well.
They play for the manager, and whether we blame Ranić, whether you blame Oli, whatever, but any other club would have gone out and said, we want whoever, and just as we said on the tram, paid the penalty clause.
Well, we said he should have got Ten Hag in. I did say that.
We said this at the time.
My hope with Ten Hag is it's going to be a long term thing. I hope he gives the youngsters a chance.
But we saw Barmy Kev after the game, and he said, well, they'll hang the next man out to dry. And I will say, look, I like Fernandes. I know he's had a rotten, and I hate him going down to ground when he feigns an in. But him being offered a contract before the new manager has okayed it, and it's like, that's mad. That's not setting a new era. And we know it's bollocks and cultural reset. But also, like, the Rashford wants to talk about a new deal. Like, look, sure. What I'd say is, I hope they're saying, come back in a year. If you put in fucking 10 out of 10, or 8 out of 10, 7, we'll take 6. But if you put in performances, then we'll talk about a new deal in a year. But I'd laugh them out of the office. What did Fergie used to do? Well, he throw things out.
The problem is, though, now, is that there's so many other clubs that they can go to. And so many
Who's
other
Rashford going to go to?
I still think Newcastle's his best man.
Exactly. But that's isn't that damning by
it? They're going to be on the up, though, and it's not going to be long at this rate before they overtake us. They could finish above us next season, and that wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise 12, me at the moment.
Is it 12 points behind us with the game in hand?
Well, they are 12 now after that draw.
And they won one game in 21.
We're talking at Christmas time. This is a team that they're going to get relegated. And let's be honest, up until before we played this game, they could still get enough points to finish above us if we'd lost every game. And we were saying yesterday, we might never win a game again.
Fernandes.
But that's where he'd go. And you think, there's other clubs out there that'll pay the money. They'd snap a Luke Shaw off, they'd snap Marcus Rashford off, and they'd go there. The club, other clubs have got money now.
We've got to mention the sports washing there, but you know that'll fucking change things, and they're welcome, because if you slag them off, you know, question them. But what I will say is, if Newcastle, you know, good, well-run sports washing, don't go in for Rashford and Shaw. They're doing the short term, but they don't, you know, like, anyway, we're getting. Do you remember when the thing when we used to argue about Ronaldo? It's almost like when Nathan said.
Well, Nathan just keeps saying that it's not worked out football wise, and it's like, I mean, you can see Ronaldo's got his flaws and he's been a little bit of a problem. He might have been disruptive here and there, but he's given us the moments this season.
Imagine how bad it'd be without him.
Yeah, without him, we'd be.
I thought it was a bad move re-signing him, but his goals have proved he's. No, I mean, he was a success, although I'd still say let him go in the summer. What does he do for the other 88 minutes of the game?
But I'd only let him go in the summer if we buy a striker. I mean, if this is our options minus Ronaldo and Cavani, I'm going to cry. I will cry all summer.
I love Cavani, but he's a waste of time.
Then when was the last time we saw him?
He's broken a finger now.
I can't have a dig at Nathan and then say, I do get when I listen back where he said, not that any player should throw their toys out, but we're in a generation, especially our lot, who throw the fucking toys out at any goal. But Cavani was told, you know, I need you, and then stay, oh, we're getting Ronaldo and your minutes will be limited, and I can see, and then he just sore his arse, and I'm not defending it.
Whether we like him or we don't like him, the same thing at Lingard, you stay, you'll get more game time. Well, he hasn't.
No. But the minute that Lingard liked fucking Instagram likes, the minute all this shit, it should have been on Ollie to stand.
He was weak, to be honest. Ban him, go.
When do you ever see, like Archie Knox said, you know, in the interview for the last mag, there'd be incidents, you know, playing with the reserves, not many. You never hear that anymore. You never hear he's been sent to play with it. And I don't think we properly covered Pogba's, I mean, almost Oscar epic Ben Hur, eight-minute...
I walked in the ground, he was walking off.
I'll be like a spontaneous combust if I start there, but I watched it thinking, oh my, you could predict this. You could predict it. We're just a team of utter. So I'm almost like, well done, lads. You tried for 30 minutes in a second half against Chelsea. And I'm not even being sarcastic, because that's the bar I'm at right now.
I actually thought they tried in the first half from what I saw. I mean, granted, I only saw the last 20 minutes, but they just weren't very good.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know.
I don't know how we played for the first 17
minutes. I can
tell
that when we got to the seats after 17 minutes, have we missed anything? And there was deflated? No.
Not really.
But I thought going back to Arsenal, was our best performance in weeks. And I think if we'd have scored that penalty, we might have actually gone on and
yeah, but you get where my frustration is, Paul, because we're saying that and we've picked up, what is it, 1 point from nine? We've won, is it 4 under 16 under Ralphie?
I mean,
anyone can do better than that. Anyone. And he looks there, and we joked. And again, it seems like I'm picking on Phelan. But Phelan now talks to Alan Keegan a lot during the game. But it's like, no other club would do that. No other one. Because they'd say, look, lads, Mike's going at the end of the season. Pay him off. That's how tight the Glazers are. You know, they won't. They're waiting to the bitter end. And fair play, Phelan, like, deserves a statue. Because he's fucking going. I'm not fucking going. Till the last moment. But he's now, our assistant manager, by title, is talking to Alan Keegan during games. And we, God knows what... if there's anyone intelligent listening, you're all intelligent, but you could write a great fucking like soap opera that half an hour. We said, like, you having jacket potato tonight when you get in? I don't know. You having? Yeah, I've got a spag bol in the freezer.
My dad part. Always calls it the chippy list. You know, they bring out the little pack. It's like every time you saw Mourinho on there.
Is it
But do you get what? Like, so we've got the. There's little things become big issues. And Ralph stands there, and Mark Ogden makes the point in this matter. He doesn't do much on that. There's no, like, where's Gegenpress and Ralphie? Where's his tactical acumen? Where are we set up? What are we?
That tactic starts from the front, though, doesn't it? And you can't do that with Ronaldo, as everybody already knows.
No.
And you can't do it with the half-back.
No,
shut
down for the front with Ronaldo. It's a long journey, lads. It's a long, long journey.
To where, though? I mean, like, I'm not even to... By the mad people, I work like plug. Sorry, please support the sub campaign, and please, like, I know I keep saying it, but we're not long left. 2-3 seasons. We're hopeful we'll get them. Definitely the next. But not many people. You should see when we sell. Most people look at us like there were so many half and halves tonight. So many.
Ridiculous amount.
And they look at us like, what are you doing here? And it's like, it gets so hard selling that, please, the ones who do, and if you like the pods, we just talk shit. We're in a pub. That's what we do. So support. And I've forgotten my...
Buy the mag, basically.
Yeah,
it's worth buying it for the Will Smith Instagram crossover with Man United.
I did. And then Nick said, who did that? I said, I did. And he said, you're not that funny.
You're not that funny, though.
Fucking hell, thanks, mate.
I had a great chuckle at that half time. I thought that was brilliant, that, to be fair.
That's why no one buys the mag, because they would go, that's that fucking unfunny editor. The bald-headed bastard.
They don't realise that. Actually, someone, when you put it down, it's actually quite funny.
We said we weren't getting abused after the game because we drew. And then someone sued in our face aggressively.
In your face, didn't they? It was like...
What is the point of that?
I'd prefer you going, you fucking twat, going, sue. Yeah.
Why do you play Rashford? Get him dropped. I'm like, yeah, pick the team, mate. Yeah, no worries. No worries about that.
If I pick the team, it would be...
Very different.
But, like, I don't think we're winning another game.
It'll be Brentford on Monday, though.
Well, good. Brentford play quite open football. Brentford will come and give it a go, won't they?
So why can't we put some
be,
that?
It'll be like I said.
Historically,
we
should be better.
De Gea will save, then we might have a chance. De Gea will save, then we might have a chance. De Gea will save. And that's... Has that been for centuries? Or is it... It's like I feel an episode of Lost. Has that been 6 months? Or has that been a year? Or has it been two? I don't know.
It's almost like when you watch... did you ever watch 24 when that came out on TV? And it's like, once you've seen season one, all the rest of the other seasons were exactly the same. And you're like, did they do this? Ah, yeah, he's an undercover agent. I'm sure they did that in season one, two, three, and four. Ah, right, okay. I feel like I've seen this season again. They've just rehashed it. Under season five. God, that's what it is.
Shall we pause it and get one more? I'm going to resume. Nick's gone to the bar, so we're going to resume the chat. Shall we talk about George Best? No, let's have happiness.
He'll be turning in his grave after that lot.
But he played at times as the spiral down in a bad team, but he still cared.
That is the thing. They don't seem to care. But everybody loves Bruno. Personally, I think he's too Royal of Rovers. He might need some other better people around him. But he won't let anybody else, and I'm not saying they will take responsibility, but he won't let anyone else take responsibility. He feels he needs to be everywhere. And by that, he pulls himself out of position and creates holes. Like the goal at Arsenal. Wan-Bissaka was a bit out of position, and I can't remember who else, somebody else came up, but suddenly he arrives. They squared the ball in the edge of the box.
Like someone made the point in the mag again, sorry, by the mag, but they say, like, a good manager tells Bruno, you've got, like, out of that pitch, 30 yards, and they're yours. You do not stray from that.
You go back to Rooney. Rooney used to get criticised for being back-tacking back at left-back, and when we even got the ball and broke forward, where was he? he just needs to be a little bit more disciplined. And I know he shows up tremendous enthusiasm, whatever, but it's probably because he's frustrated, because he needs better people around him.
Well, he got the second half going with that. Yeah. But when it was, say, 72, it must have been worse than now, because we eventually went down. Or was now worse because of the wages? And
I think now's worse, because there's a lack of effort,
have you paid on card?
Not yet.
A lack of personal pride, if you like. They weren't good in, right, back in the 70s, but they had personal pride and effort, whereas now I think they've got so much money they don't give a stuff. But
you must have felt worse then, because we go down or not. Because people
I thought that, but I'm beginning to feel this is as bad as it's ever got. Because of the lack of enthusiasm, the lack of effort, we were poor back then. But these people tried, they ran. We lose the ball now, and they go, oh, okay, he's gone. You know? Ran a lot between it, I don't think.
Well, okay. That's interesting.
And equally, we've got a club support who think the best ever season of their lifetimes was the second division. Like someone said,
without a doubt.
I mean, there is that perverse jealousy and want to say, I'd love a fucking
for
season
me,
in the championship.
Yeah, for me. I mean,
because we wouldn't come out of it. and I really mean that. And I've had this discussion many a time. I worry we'll come out of it. And I tell you what, it wouldn't be one of them where we went through the season, it'd be like the Arsenal Invincibles of the Championship. We'd go and we'd lose 10 games in that season with that fucking team we've got as well. Because those teams in the Championship...
Like, Sam Allardyce is the manager.
I'm quite savvy, you know, I'm a football nerd, and one of my best mates is a Blackburn Rovers fan. And I watch a fair bit of Blackburn Rovers. They beat us. I'm telling you now, they beat us. They play no different from some of the teams at the bottom end of the league.
What?
If we struggled against...
Where are our beers?
Dare I bring up Watford again? Dare I bring up, you know...
Where are
our beers? In the barrel. Right. I told you this.
This is quickly going to be my hate of the week.
Well, I have to say...
I'm thirsty.
Can't beat Burnley in the relegation. Can't beat Watford. And we've limped over two games, not one game, two games over Norwich. We'd struggle in that championship. Championship
bottom of the player without properly. Do you know, I've made loads of notes the other day, and I had a drink, and I forgot. No, but I was saying, like, the Pogba bit of Norwich, you know, when, and this is the Pogba dichotomy of how split it can be. Do you know that bit where the ball was ballooned in the air and he trapped it, took it past the player, and everyone did go, well done. And then he gave the ball away, like, literally about 30 seconds later. And I thought, that is the dichotomy. The E-Reds, maybe I'm doing a thing because it could be people at the ground go, the one who trapped the ball and took it past the man, that's the Pogba I love. And the rest of us went, but eventually gave the ball away. And I took Huggy's thing, you wouldn't have listened to the podcast Saturday.
No.
But his point about, I thought it was very interesting, out of a very drunk, what United do we want? And the old up will go 4-4-2 attack. But in the modern era, we might not be allowed to get that, and we might have to be boring to succeed. And it's an interesting. I don't want to watch a boring Manchester United.
No, that's bollocks. That's bollocks, though, because if you look at what football City and the Scousers play, let's be honest, when they played them, they beat us 4-0. They were good to watch. I don't care what you say about saying shit, you know, they were good. And the goals, some of the goals they scored were fucking good.
Yeah, but that
football.
Has taken...
But that has taken them years.
Don't get me wrong, I mean, fucking
hell,
I know...
It's as long as people make out, though. That is a quick turnaround, though, from how long that they've been
but there. There were periods of Guardiola's where he has 1,000 passes and it staggers to a mundane 3-0 victory. Don't get me wrong, of course... You know, under Fergie, we had many days.
You could beat Everton 2-0 at home, and you think, oh, we've got pretty shots today.
Actually, a few more minutes. I cannot, because Dragon Edge is quite similar in terms of
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Sorry. We're footballing like, you know, dinosaurs who look back on a get a win, go and take a man on, and now it's step back and you pass it back to your left back. Just take the man on.
Go forward.
And it was interesting because we're just aged out, or you know, the modern game is
different. The game's different, I admit. And for me, the second division season is my favourite season. But
how many times did you get arrested, Your Honour?
I got thrown out of Fulham, that's all. I only got thrown out of Fulham.
What for?
Saying hello to a mate who was being thrown out, and I got thrown out as well. So I just paid and came back in again.
Do you refute your son saying you don't know fuck all about VAR? Fair play not knowing, because they don't know about VAR in Stockley Park.
I got the hump. We had a bit of a disagreement, I'll say, at Arsenal, because they were looking at VAR for offside, and then suddenly they stopped looking at it for offside, they're looking at it for a penalty. And I mean, it's like, we'll look at it until we find something we want to give. I mean, I have to admit, at the time, when he, I can't figure it was clattered in, I thought, oh, that's a bit iffy, and it was a penalty, but it's not the point.
Yeah, but watching Match of the Day 2, I mean, we should have had the penalty for handball. Bruno should definitely had a red.
I haven't watched it.
Then the things you meet, like, I don't know why, fucking hell, I'm putting myself through United's defeats.
I was too busy drinking gin when I got home to watch any football, but
that's what United are doing to us.
In a simple sentence, I just want some effort. I want them to try, show they care.
Please stop playing. Players, I don't want to see another player who doesn't want to be here feature for the rest of the season. And I want to see a few kids now. Yeah, what is that? You've just come back with Black Death.
Yes, so the barrel's gone. So he said, I can get you two thirds of these, but we've got a pint of what is equivalent of Guinness sat on the side that I'll give you for free.
I'm not. That looks Guinness. Like. Yeah, but that looks.
Equivalent of Guinness.
So that's basically what he's given me.
If that's the equivalent of Guinness, I'm the equivalent of fucking Chatham Tannen.
Ten Hag, that called it.
Baldies, I tell you, fucking get behind the bald bastard. Good point, well made, Barbera.
Talking Ten Hag.
Well, that's yours, so get it down.
I'm not drinking that shit. You can have it, I'll have
your one. Do you think he bring Van der Beek back?
Van der Beek will.
And do you think Van der Beek will be better than he was? Because I don't think he was given. I don't think he was given a fair chance.
I'm that for League United, dude.
But I don't actually think, from what I've seen of him, he's good
but
enough.
He can get him as a motor and an engine. And maybe
cogging a wheel.
From what I've seen of him, I don't think he's good enough.
He will come back. He's not going to buy it. How many players do you think we're buying?
I never said he wasn't going to come back. Sorry. He's not going to convert. He's not up to the Premier League. He's not quick enough. He's too slow. He's not up to the pace of it.
He has had a knock as well. I agree with you, totally, Nick. But has he been given a fair opportunity? Has he been given... So I always quote this, and I probably sound, if anyone who knows me is listening to say, boring old bastard, but when Joe Cole was at Chelsea with Mourinho, and Mourinho had this thing like he did with Shaw, he had a thing about Joe Cole. When Joe Cole got an opportunity, he thought he had to do everything in that 20
good
minutes.
Song.
And I feel Van der Beek's a bit the same. He was given 20 minutes, I've got to do everything to impress. And he tried to do everything, he did nothing.
And give him 10 games.
You know, whereas I'd rather say, right, you're starting the next three games, show me what you can do, but that doesn't happen in football.
But I've said, like, I feel like a deja vu. I've mentioned this on previous podcast, but I feel like we play Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, and Matter comes on, and then it's like, we've got to end that as well. Like, hates of the week, I've got a few. I can't nominate my missus, but I will say, the other day, I was beaking out. She was talking to a neighbour and they're having one of these Jubilee street parties. And like, obviously, and they're all, there's a street WhatsApp group, good for burglars and all that. I'm the only one, I think, who's not on it. So they will go, you're not on that WhatsApp. No, no, I'm not on that WhatsApp group. Thanks very much. Can you imagine at midnight, pissing it, putting Glory, Glory, Man United on it? And she went, so they were discussing and they were saying like cake making and all this nonsense. And then I heard my missus say, well, you know us too. And she must have done it as a wind up, knowing I was, but she said, we're up for doing anything. And I was like, and I, she came in the door, and you know, like when you race, I said, I'm not up for doing anything. Like a victim, Meldry. Second is the Avanti trains. They're just a fucking debacle. Absolute joke. I never thought Virgin would get worse. I still think you saying Nadine Dorris is like, I think you used the term, you didn't use the term hot, did you?
I've lost.
He likes Nadine Dorris. It flutters his feathers, sort of way. I don't want to see United players who aren't going to be here next season now. I'd like to see, and it's not a hate, I don't, and he hates, Paul, you said you gave a very soft one on Saturday.
I said what?
About the tidying up from you. I want to see pure venom now. Not your grandchildren, that.
No, my hate of the week is feeling so rough when I got up Sunday mornings.
That's been my life for Post United for 40 years.
I don't know how much gin, but no. I had a good day out. Right, yeah. This is for Mark's benefit. My hate of the week is take a penalty properly. Just batter the ball and the goalkeeper in the net. Don't ponce about.
And bar. Have we got any loves, Nick?
Loves?
Loves of the week.
Apart from Nadine Dorris. No.
The youth at United, that was great. That I walked round.
Did they bring Gareth Upshaw in the 91st minute? Though,
no, right? I meant the outside. I walked around, very cynical, it'll all peter out. I actually smiled and thought, I had a bit of...
I like the protest and I think it's good and I really did enjoy that, to be fair, today. I mean, I got bullied by my employer into selling the fanzine whilst he went for a march around the ground, so we both went in it. But I...
No, I didn't get you to sell during the protest. Someone said you were selling. No, I'm not. I'm
take
not
you to an employment
bad.
Tribunal for that. There, I was just made to stand outside.
I'd change your boss if I was.
I wish I could.
Jesus Christ!
It's been issues still, I think. So,
what are your terms and conditions? You get a pint.
But no, my hate of the week. People might know about my love of coffee and going into prep for my subscription, as previously mentioned. Do you know that they do baskets in there, like you go into Tesco Express? They do baskets in Pret a Manger. You know, you go in there.
Baskets of what?
Like a basket. Like, you know, you go to Tesco, you pick up a basket, five or six items, you get a basket. They do a basket in Pret, and people use it. But they put like one sandwich in
and one coffee.
Yeah, not put your coffee in a basket. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I'd like to see that.
And a bottle of water.
Be like a sandwich.
Oh, shut up.
Like, you know, a packet of like crisps, like some nuts or something, and then a drink. And it's like four items, and you need a full like supermarket basket. And they put it down on the till, and I'm sat there going, what are you doing? Just pick up those four items and put it down on the counter. You don't need a basket for those things.
Or just make a sandwich at home and put it in your bag.
Yeah, just go into prep and clock it. They do baskets.
I have another hate of the week. It's sometimes when I'm pissed, especially if we've got battered by someone like the Scousers, I go on a rant and Nev follows me. And that's not a claim to fame. But what he does sometimes is he'll like a fucking tweet at like midnight. So I'll go to bed hammered, have ranted about the Glazers and how shit it is, and I will wake up to 100 ABUs going, you cunt. And that, it's happened about three times now. It's not a claim to fame. It's actually, I wish he unfollowed me. Don't lie. I'm almost tempted to block him. Like, because it's literally, and he'll go, and then it's after Liverpool, I think it was.
Prime Minister.
7 o'clock in the morning, you cunt. And I'm like, don't you know? Don't, yeah. Do you not? It's not.
I tell you what, though, Barry, it's a lot of effort making all those profiles to keep sending reviews online.
Right, do we have...
I love it all. Yeah, booking to go to Nottingham.
Now we've got a Red News weekend. If anyone is from Nottingham area, send us a nice tapas or something that we can get battered at.
We're planning our bars for when you come up next season.
Or if you've got any tickets for the India in the 2020.
And if you come and meet us and you like us, get us some tickets for Forest Away next season.
There's so many people to thank for this. Chris, who at least I kept entertained for the second half, asking him his three favourite Euro, like Eastern European breaks, and he said Sarajevo and Split were his choices, so that's where, and that was me prompting him. But so many of you have been so kind, the few hundred of you get Red News, and I hope you think, you know, we try to preserve a part of the match day culture or United's culture, young or old. Glory Man United, and Ralphie out. I said, like, give it feeling to the end of the season. Go on, get him out of that. Well, give him it the last game. If Ralphie's fucking off,
give it feeling to the end of the season.
One game each.
Yeah, fuck it. Alan, I can drive again. They should auction it off, shouldn't they, for like, you know, Glazer actually living
in Alan Keegan space. Announcing his own team. Nathan would literally explode.
If Alan Keegan was anything like he was at the Red News dinner, I'd put him on the subs bench.
That's a ditty, Dan. Right. Anything? Anything?
Oh, let's just have a win before the end of the season. Let's just have a bit of raw enthusiasm and give it a go.
In the old days, we'd win the last game 3-0. As I said, Jesper Olsen would score a penalty and we'd go, this will be our year next year.
I tell you what, here's one for you. Make sure that, you know, if you're asked about that sort of thing, make sure you're at Brentford on Monday night, because it'll be the last time you see Ronaldo in a Man United shirt.
And we will be selling the mate. Anyway. But I will, all of this, the Glazers, keep the protest going. I am excited about Ten Hag because it can get worse, but it can't get any worse, can it? And I tell you what, out of all our issues, defensive midfielder, striker, we've got to get fullbacks. We literally.
Well, we won't buy two. That's the issue. I don't see us buying two. Well, we need two, but I don't see that.
Ralph said we need 10.
Because the thing is, if you buy two fullbacks, you've got to ship two out.
Can you imagine?
And who's going to buy? No one's going to buy Wan-Bissaka because we bought him for 55 fucking million.
I bet he was the best out of 824.
Where was Delo in that list? You might disagree. A lot of people.
He was on Mourinho's list.
Different groups would disagree. I still think Shaw's our best fullback.
Our season is the free pint of black stuff that we've just been offered.
It's a poor guy, but he is definitely the best fullback in the
club. Fucking hell. If anyone wants to buy Maguire, I'll drive him there myself.
So. No, but when Ralphie went, we need 10 players. Like, he must have. I said, just leave a note like Alistair Darling did, it's fucked. But everyone going, 10 players. Everyone at United, even like the lowest of the low who works there, we need 10 players. And then the Glazers shuffle the papers and go, when's he going to Austria? When's he going to Austria? Josh will. Ah, oh, fuck it. Right. Any last points?
Ralphie out.
Let's just enjoy the last three games.
I'm not going to enjoy them, Paul.
Yeah, well,
we're not socially,
we will.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers, lads. Look forward to Nottingham.
Cheers, lads.